Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Robin Zodiac Show. Every Sunday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'm here doing live psychic readings. Also, check me out on Amazon. I've written a series called Secrets to New You Love. Log on to my website at www.psychic.com. That's psychic.com. It's the word psychic with a dash in the middle. So let's get to your calls now.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm glad that you're all here. We can do a little bit more of a reading with everyone today, but please let's just stick to one topic of conversation. So we'll go right to the phone, and I think this is Wendy.
Hi, Robin. Happy day to you.
Thank you. Yeah, how can I help today?
Well, my topic, Robin, is employment. I nailed 3 Zoom interviews. One of them will be tomorrow at 2 with Bianca from a temp agency. Could turn, and then also at 3, I have a Zoom interview with James. On Wednesday, I have a very specific Zoom interview from the head of the department at a very well-known dental insurance company for customer service. And do you see anything materializing for me?
I do. I feel like that there seems to be another opportunity coming up in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. So I do feel like something's going to come through quickly. And it sounds like you mentioned 3 different people or 3 different opportunities. So I do feel like one of them is going to come through for you.
Will it be the one on Wednesday that I already tested for and I nailed the Zoom interview for 30 on Wednesday for Delta or another opportunity?
I feel like it could be another opportunity.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a little concerned because I haven't worked for a while, and I feel pretty good, but I hope I can manage. Remote would be the best, but of course you have to learn their computer system, and I'd probably be better going in at first because I may need some technical help, somebody to show me. So I really don't want to spend the money on a computer, but I'm considering getting an HP computer. And so will I be working, once I start, will I be working for at least the next few years?
Yeah, I do feel like there does seem to be an opportunity that's going to stick, and I see you being very happy with your next job.
Okay. Well, out of all 3 of these interviews, which one do you think will go the best? Bianca tomorrow at 2, James at 3, or the 3rd one on Wednesday at 12:30 with Delta Dental?
I did feel like it was going to be Wednesday's the dental. I had a good feeling that that was going to happen for you.
Oh, Robin. I've got 15 years experience in the same environment, only vision at the corporate office and in Sacramento. So it's really, I think it's the same job. It's just dental instead of vision. And I am excited about it and I'm relaxed about it. I'm ready. So that's the one that I'm really hoping for.
Yeah,
I'm just concerned, Robin, because right now I have to use a walker. And so if I go into the workplace, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. I'm just going to be confident and smile and look nice and polished. And so I hope that that's not going to be something that they're going to make a big deal out of, that I'm in a walker.
No, I feel like it's going to be fine. So you'll have to let me know. Like I said, 10 days to 2 weeks, Wendy.
Robin, I really love you and your show. You're a very kind person. You're a beautiful person on the inside and the outside, of course, along with your psychic gifts. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day, Wendy.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on. And we're going to go to the next caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Robin. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
Hi, Tanika. Yeah, how can I help today?
I just wanted to know if you see any changes coming up for me, and if you do see them, what kind?
Well, can you give me something to focus in on? What kind of changes are you talking about?
In the areas of my life as far as, like, love or relationship or work or moving, like, if you see anything in those areas, like, coming up different or good, bad, or health even, like, anything you see, I'm open and hearing.
I do see, it seems like there's a new home ahead of you that is very exciting. I do see you getting a good job. It seems like it's with a big company, so it could be a franchise or it could be government related or, once again, a large company. So I do feel like there does seem to be a new work opportunity. And I'm also getting that you're going to get what you desire. I see a lot of happiness around this move and this new home. And I see new beginnings. I also feel like you're going to start your own business. So are you thinking about doing something like that?
It's something I always wanted to do. I just never, in my head, there's like fantasy stuff I would love to do, but I never saw a way. But I would love to do that, like be my own boss.
Yeah, because I feel like there's two sources of income, and it does feel like one of them is generated on your own with your own money. So, I mean, earning your own money. So I feel like you're going to be doing something creative to generate income.
That would be great. Do you see anything with love?
Well, I feel like there does seem to be somebody new in your life, but I get during Leo time period, so the end of July, beginning of August, it does feel like you're going to meet somebody.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. Thank you for the call today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We're going to go to a Skype call. Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tia and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, how can I help today?
My question is in the employment line also. I've been applying for quite a few jobs and had a few interviews here and there, but do you see anything prospering in that arena for me at all in the near future?
Yeah, I once again, I got the number 2 with timing. So I feel like in the next 2 weeks that you will be interviewing for a very large company. And I see you being very happy. So I feel like that it seems like it's a job that you really want. And it does feel like it's a good company, very stable financially. I get that, you know, that it's a good time for you to be looking for work because I feel like the job is on its way. So like I said, the next few weeks, you interview
anything
before you actually change jobs. I do see, you know, in the next 2 weeks, it looks like the right one is coming your way.
Oh, awesome. Do you pick up anything on what field that would be in?
I just get big business. So once again, it could be government data, government contracts, you know, the city or the school or along the line. So are you in a you do anything with accounting bookkeeping?
No, I'm basically more in the social work, human service type field, nonprofit. That's where I'd like to stay anyway.
Oh, okay. It's in your district. For some reason I think know, you doing some accounts, so you might have to manage accounts or something along those lines. But I do feel like the write-up is coming.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move right along. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mindy. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mindy. Yeah, how can I help today?
Hello. I would love to know about my business that I started.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first thing that I get is that there's victory coming up for you. It seems like you've had a bit of a setback, but I do see a lot of wealth in you strengthening your income. I do see you signing contracts and agreements, and I also see travel. So are you planning any business travel?
My business takes me overseas.
I also see a man, he could be your age, a bit younger, and I see a lot of talk or a lot of negotiations. So do you work with someone, or is this a client that is close? You do work with someone?
I do work with someone that we're trying, that we are working towards getting these, the investment, the seed capital.
Yeah, because I see that that's going to go through. I see contracts being signed, and I do see your foundation as well. It could be company wealth, but I do feel like that's an indicator that it's going to happen for you.
That's really terrific. I had a really false start with a false business partner that I have to get myself out of that. So do you see that as also victorious?
Yeah, I see a lot of victory with, that's probably the interference I mentioned at first, you know, setbacks and delays.
Mm-hmm.
It does it is going to, you're going to free yourself.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. I thank you so very much for your service. And I just have to note this, like it must have been 20 years ago, you used to be on cable television.
Yes.
And you used to wear a beret.
Yes.
So I just hopped onto Blog Talk today, and I thought, oh, my goodness, there you are. So thank you for reappearing.
Yeah, thank you. I do in a Manhattan Neighborhood Network in New York.
Uh-huh.
It's, you can watch it Wednesday nights at 7:30 here in LA. And it's mn.org, channel 3. But it's also on TV in New York, but you can stream it here in LA. So I still do my radio.
Well, thank you. I'll look for you. It's really great to, you're like an old friend, and I thank you so very much.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye now.
Have a great day. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. We're going to move on to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear your voice. Glad to
what
hear
is
your
question?
You sound good. Just a general reading or something coming through, anything?
I really do need something to focus on.
Okay, what about love relations?
Okay, I do see that you've had some heartache in that department, but I do feel like you are going to meet somebody that you are going to have chemistry with and a strong connection, But once again, I get the sun sign Leo around the end of July, beginning of August. And I do feel like she's very beautiful. She is about 2 to 3 years younger than you. It does feel like she's in communications when it comes to work. So I do feel like you are going to meet somebody that you're really attracted to, and that it does feel like there is love coming into your life, Nathaniel.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I also get a J and an M initial.
Ooh. All right. I'll look out for that. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that you called today.
Glad to see you back on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Nathaniel.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Shiloh. I'm calling from Phoenix.
Hi, how can I help you? Yeah.
I have a question. I've pretty much spent my life making poor choices in one way or another. And lately, for some reason, because all through these choices, I've been trying to figure out why, obviously, I make these choices. And so lately I've been having these thoughts of when I was younger and a babysitter that I used to go to when I was little. I was just wondering if you're able to pick up anything on that, if that's, like, validatable or if it's just – I don't know, some random weird thought, you know, which I don't know why I would think that.
Well, it does.
So I just wondered what you could pick up on that.
Yeah, as we get older, our memories start to come back to us. The older we get, the further back we can remember, especially in our 40s. So are you in your 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when our memories... Yeah, when our memories start bringing things back to us, there's a book that was published in the 70s called Passages, and I think it's back in print, but it's not the same book, but it had a lot to do with, you know, as we go older, like, you know, 40 to 50 is a passage, 50 to 60, and they always say that in our 40s is when, you know, our memories come back, that you suppressed them when you were young. And now you're in your 40s, and these are memories that are coming to you now. So it's a natural thing that does happen in life. So I would say that it's probably a memory that you're facing now. And, you know, I would suggest, you know, journaling and writing things down and shelving it. But, you know, therapy is also a really good way to work things through, too. So, you know, because it does feel like it really is bothering you.
Right. Can you pick up anything on that? Like if you were to concentrate and I concentrate with you, like can you pick up any vibes or anything on that?
Well, you said it was a babysitter. Was it a teenager?
Yeah.
I got 16. Mm-hmm. It was a male teenager?
Female.
A female teenager. So, I feel like, and she did touch you, right? She did physically abuse you?
I feel like she used to make us, like, hurt the other one, like spank the other kids, and I just kind of start, like, I remember, feeling like all of a sudden I remember feeling good that like I was her favorite that day or something, because you know that you're not going to be the one, you know, that the bad stuff happens to. like almost like a guilty feeling. But I just remember, I don't remember anything like sexual happening. I just remember hitting, like I remember she wanted always us to make, or I feel like I remember that we were supposed to make the other kids cry, you know? And then she would like taunt them. And then she had like a favorite, I feel like, from, you know, day to day. And you, I feel like I just, you hoped in a way that you would be the favorite so that you didn't have to go through that. But on the same token, she made you like participate. And then you had to be the one doing things like your friends and your, you know, people from your neighborhood. Like, but I don't know. I don't know why I would just all of a sudden think these things.
Right. Well, you know, once again, it does like that there was some emotional abuse and it sounds like it was physical abuse that took place too, that you witnessed it. And, you know, like I said, it's you're at that age of, you know, re-evaluating the circumstances. And you can't change what happened to you, but you can change the perspective. So I recommend that you take yourself back to that situation and, you know, talk to her and handle it differently and say what you really want to say now. And that'll help a lot.
I don't even remember her name or anything.
Yeah. Well, I get a G initial when you said that, a G or a J initial. So I do feel like, you know, she's so high. So like, you know, she's, I feel like, you know, I don't feel like she deals with kids anymore. So I feel like that her life, did change in regards to, you know, her work. And it does feel like,
right,
you know, she could, it seems like she could work at a work for the government also, like a parole officer or a deputy or something like that. So I felt like she went into law, even though she may have broke the law with you guys. I feel like that's probably where she ended up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was just weird, so I figured this might be a good channel as far as, you know, trying to see if, I don't know, I was just being weird or what. I don't know. It's just strange to me that I would just, like I said, all of a sudden have these thoughts. But, yeah, thank you for at least
my
trying
pleasure.
And for your advice. I appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And we're going to go to the next caller. Hi, who's this and where
Hello?
Are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, how can I help today? What is your question?
Hi, I don't think I've ever spoken to you. Gee, what's my question? What isn't falling apart exactly? how about my love life? Do you think it'll... Well, I'm looking to date somebody or find somebody. And
okay.
Do you see that happening?
Yeah, I do see it happening. You know... For some reason, everybody's reading seems to be the same today because I get during Leo time period, which is the end of July, beginning of August, that you are going to meet somebody that's divorced. I don't feel like there's any residuals, like any feelings from an ex-girlfriend that he has or anything like that. I do feel like, you know, he's looking too. So I feel like you're in the next 4 months that you are going to meet somebody. I get that he's in sales or he deals with people. He makes a living with his words. It could be an attorney or somebody that, once again, makes a living with their words. But I do see that you are going to have a relationship and fall in love. So it seems
Ooh.
Like you're going to be with him.
Oh, Any specifics on how I'll meet him?
I feel like it could be online. I don't feel like you do online dieting, but it could be through, you know, Facebook or, you know, something like that. Do you do anything online?
Not anymore. I had been on a dating site, but that's, you know, useless. So, no, not as of now, I don't.
But you do have a Facebook account?
I do. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it feels like it could be a friend through Facebook that, you know, you get communicating and get talking with, and then you do decide to meet each other. So it does feel like it's something online.
Okay. Anything about his looks or...
That, you know, he's a salesman and that, you know, he definitely uses his words to make money, and that it could be that he has light hair or I do see light eyes, but I'm not sure if it's blonde or dark blonde or light brown, but it seems like he has light hair.
Height?
I get about 6'3".
Okay. There's a guy that I met 2 months ago, and I think he just called me the other day. I wasn't interested in dating him, but he had my number and he called me. I missed the call, so at this point we're playing phone tag. I think he's even taller than 6'3", though. I think he's like 6'5". That's why I asked the height.
Okay. Well, like you said, you're not really interested in him. So the one that I see, you're going to be really interested in.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'll have that to look forward to, at least.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, Jackie, how can I help today? What is your question?
My question is about work and finance.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you see it getting better or what?
Yeah, I do see things getting better. I see you doing a lot of research or writing, so it does feel like you're doing budgets and you're going over things and you're being conscientious about your spending and where you can cut back. So I do feel like finances are going to get better. But, Jackie, we're almost at the end of the show, so I'm sorry I'm going to have to cut you short, but please do call me back next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. My pleasure. Bye-bye. So we still have callers on the line holding for a call. Once again, I should be back next week, same time. You can also call me on my hotline number. You want to go to my website and book a reading. And then we'll both get text messages for the appointment time that was booked. And then you call me on my hotline, or I'll call you on my hotline for the time of the appointment. So please do support the show and have a great week. And I'll talk to you all next week. Bye for now.